I nodded. She looked out at the line of stalls. Hugger Mugger, third from the end, was looking out of his stall past the security south guard as if he were pondering eternity.
"You think he's pondering eternity?" I said.
"Hugger, he's pondering lunch," Penny said.
"How about Cord?" I said. "Is he a good old boy when he's sober?" She almost looked startled.
"No, Cord isn't a drinker," she said. "A little white wine to be social, maybe."
"And as an executive VP?" She shook her head.
"Cord's very artistic."
"So is Wallace Stevens," I said.
"Isn't he some kind of poet?"
"Yes, he was also vice president of an insurance company."
"Isn't that odd?" Penny said. "Cord isn't really interested in business, I'm afraid."
"What's he interested in?"
"Are you being a detective again?"
"I'm always being a detective," I said.
"Why do you want to know about Cord?"
"Because I don't know. Part of what I do is collect information. When I have collected enough, I sometimes know something."
"Well, I think it's time to stop talking about my family."
"Sure," I said. We were quiet for a while.
"I know I introduced the topic," Penny said.
I nodded. Penny smiled. Her teeth were very white against her honeyed tan.
"So I guess I can unintroduce it," she said.
"Sure," I said.
"I don't want you to think ill of us," Penny said. "All families have their problems, but all in all, we're a pretty nice group."
I don't know what all this had to do with Hugger Mugger. But I was used to not knowing. I expected sooner or later that I would know. For now I simply registered that she hadn't wanted to talk about Cord and Stoney. I decided not to mention...